More than 300 New Mexico businesses sent a letter to Governor Susana Martinez last week, asked the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission weighs options to divert water from the Gila River, a project permitted by the Arizona Water Settlements Act of 2004. One of the signers of the letter is Kurt Albershart, owner of the Murray Hotel in Silver City. Albershart says a healthy and free-flowing Gila River helps to support $1.6 billion in outdoor recreation economy.
The letter was a letter from on behalf of a number of businesses, essentially reminding the governor and the people of New Mexico the importance of wilderness and of wildness to our economy. These are drivers of visitors and of relocators. People come from other places to live here because of the access to wilderness.
On Thursday, Senator Peter Wirth, Democrat of Santa Fe, introduced two bills to protect taxpayers from what he sees as a costly diversion project at a time when the state already has huge water infrastructure needs and monetary obligations under existing water settlements.
We just had a report released that showed the number one project that's been recommended is a dam and then a pipeline down to Deming. What's important for your listeners to understand is that we're not talking about a huge amount of water in the grand scheme of things. It's 10,000 acre feet when it starts, and estimates are that after evaporation, it's about 7,500 acre feet. To put this in perspective, the list of non-diversion projects that the Interstate Stream Commission has come up with, if those were all implemented at a cost of $82 million, taking conservative estimates of the amount of water saved, you're looking at about 28,000 acre feet. So these bills I introduced, one is to make sure we use this money for the non-diversion projects. And then secondly, if we're going to move forward with a diversion project, let's not take that step until we know where all the money's going to come from. It's about a $350 million estimate for this pipeline to Deming. If we use the Arizona settlement money, we've got about $160,000. If it all went towards that, where's the rest of the money going to come from? That's the purpose of the second bill that I introduced this week.
The New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission is expected to present preliminary results of analysis of Gila River alternatives at a meeting in Santa Fe this week in preparation for the legislative session. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.